Sim, they shine vavs of dalin in yesh ner the base Israel. Vayni Yehudi, the Hebrew can air achel. Mut el shtam shtori boi na ner vishem doyle. Person had light in his house, and a goy lit another light. So we learned before, if a goy lights a light, but you're not allowed to have a no from it. But here, he's not allowed to have a no because he had light anyway. So he's allowed to use that extra light because he was measured with less light beforehand. So that's not considered hano. A little extra light is not considered hano. But if the original candles would last a half hour, now that the guy, his candles last another half hour, for that second half hour afterwards, it cannot be managed for them because that already is a new hano that you wouldn't have had if it wouldn't be for the fact that the guy did it. Chayn, im nosan shemen b'nei ha-doylek, mutar ishtamish b'od, ad k'dei sh'yichla ha-shemen sh'oyu b'yikfar b'achat ha-chosan. The same thing if you added oil to the lamp, you could use that lamp as long as it would have lasted without the extra oil, and from that point on, you can't use it because from that point on, you're already being nana from the love of the good. Ramal says, Muta limchais bein Yehudi shibol ha'adlik ner oloi tu shemen. It's a very strange lotion. It says that you're permitted to chastise a guy who's coming to light for you or add oil. In other words, you're allowed to stop him. So the question is that you're mechuyev to do it, not just muta. So, Jesus says of the Habimina that you shouldn't be involved at all in the lighting of the candles, not this way, not the other way, just be quiet. No, you can be moicha and tell him not to light. If you did so, and you told him not to light, and even so he did it, then it's as if the guy did it for himself, and the Jew is allowed to be nana from it afterwards. Kamavan, if this happens every Shabbos, then it doesn't work, because that's just a game. But he realizes that he has to do your duties, and then he does his thing. But if it happened one time, and you show me you're not interested in what he's doing, and request he doesn't do it, he does it against your will, then you're allowed to be nana from it. That's another chumrah, that which is permitted is only when the guy lit his own candle. But if he lit a Jewish person's candle, you're mechuyev to stop him from lighting it. Sifei Barotas Korois Mutar Leyehudi Lasis Madur Mishul Ketanim Mutar Magdur Mishamin Boy. It's a place which is cold in the winter, and it's a type of cold that young children will be affected by and adults will not be affected by. Even so, you'd rather have the guy light the furnace to warm it up for the young children, because the needs of the young children are important to us, that they should stay healthy. Even so, the guy will also benefit from it. That's not a problem because it was lit to heaven. Rafino, the shul gdoilem, mutar in makar gadol, shakol chayim leitel akar. If it's very cold, then you don't need a ketanim. It's the type of cold that an adult can get sick from it. Then he's allowed to ask the guy to light the furnace because everybody's considered in potentially being sick by being in a cold environment. Mechava continues, the loy kaisa shalogim hata, he said, those people that are not so cold, they just want to feel a bit more comfortable, they have to go to turn on the fire, that is not permitted. You know, the heter is, in the situation that without it, there's a chance of getting sick. So, by the air conditioner also. Okay, so generally speaking, it's uncomfortable without air conditioner, but the person won't get sick if he doesn't have the air conditioner on. So therefore, one would not be permitted to ask him to turn on the air conditioner. If he has a delicate health situation and he can get sick without having the air condition turned on, then he can't ask the guy to turn it on for him.